Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Abracadabra, Anthony. Tony Vortex, have we dialed in a name yet since you have become a magician?
Tony Vortex is what we're going to roll with. I'm thinking about getting shirts made.
I think I'm ready to do my magic performance tomorrow at Thanksgiving dinner for my family.
So earlier this year, Anthony had done something really cool for me. He got me to throw out the first pitch at the Quake Stadium, and it was something I'd mentioned to him that I wanted to do. So I thought, you know what? I'm very thankful for you. And with Thanksgiving coming up, I want to do something for you. And you've talked about your love of magic. You tried a magic trick on me a couple months ago. Did not work.
Yeah.
So we brought a real magician in. And he's been working with you to do a couple tricks. And tomorrow, you are being tasked with putting together a magic show for your family.
Yep. Got a couple card tricks up my sleeve. No pun intended. They will be on the table. I've been practicing, and I tried it on you yesterday. I had a couple flubs, but eventually we got it all nailed down. But the trick that blew our minds, that he did not teach us, but we were able to record it, blew both of our minds. It's so good. We're going to put it up on our Instagram page shortly. And it included you putting cards in your bra, cards in my hat, and somehow those cards made their way into different places.
It was so awkward that, I mean, literally, you'll see in the video, we are, like, dumbfounded. How did that happen? And we were touching the cards. It wasn't like he did, like, one of those, what do they call it, the sleight of hand, where, like, oh, he, you know, misplaced the cards or whatever. No. We counted the cards out. I put them in my bra. No other man was touching my bra, baby, in case you're listening. You put your cards under your hat, and by the end of it, the cards from my bra were under your hat.
And he said, when you watch the video, you'll probably be able to tell how it's done. I've watched and edited that thing 100 times, couldn't tell you how he did it.
And also, do I have like a lawsuit to file here?
You might. Let's get some money.
All right. Check out that video on K-Frog's Instagram. And Ant, good luck to you tomorrow.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Tomorrow as we gather around the table and we remember simpler times. Or were they? Can we do an ode to the OG Black Fridays?
You know, Black Friday used to mean something. It meant chaos. It meant camping outside a Best Buy like it was Coachella, but sadder. It meant watching two grown adults fight over a TV that neither of them knew how to mount.
Back in the day, we didn't add to cart. We lined up at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving in folding chairs, wrapped in blankets, fueled by leftover turkey and pure desperation. We squinted at newspaper ads, circling deals with shaky hands and reckless hope.
This was a day when society collapsed, and we loved it. Barbarians in pajama pants, security guards who gave up, employees whispering, "I don't get paid enough for this."
Grown adults sprinting through automatic doors like Olympic athletes, shopping carts used as weapons, and the word "limit to" meant absolutely nothing.
So to you, Black Friday, we say rest in peace. You were toxic, you were dangerous, and absolutely unnecessary.
But we loved you!
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Well, the holidays roll around. You know there's going to be drama. Sammy, not her real name, slid into our DMs, and she needs some help from you. Here's what she said. I promise I'm not a Grinch, but this year I've had enough. My brother-in-law is a sloth. Every year he comes to our house for Thanksgiving. He never brings anything. He never helps to clean, but he's always the first to get leftovers. I know this is a holiday to come together as a family, but I feel like he's taking advantage of us. This year, I specifically asked him to bring a pie. I told my husband if he doesn't bring anything, then he's not invited next year. Has anyone else ever have to cut out a family member for a holiday?
This family seems a little cutthroat to me.
You think she should give him a little bit of a grace?
Oh, 100%. You got, not everybody brings something, and you have the family members that, yeah, show up. I'll watch some football. I'll sit down and eat. They'll go back to the couch, and they'll grab some pie, maybe some leftovers. You can't expect everybody to be an A student.
Oh, no. You're a family. You're a team. I don't care if you don't cook or anything like that. You could pick up a store-bought pie. What, $10 you're going to be out? Or, hey, times are tough. I don't have the money to do that. Then guess what? You better be washing dishes because it shouldn't all fall on one person. You're a family. Everybody should be helping
out. That's true. I do agree with that. But you know that when you go to somebody's house, the host is always like, no, 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 don't touch it. Go sit. Go enjoy yourself.
Doesn't sound like that's the case with this one.
Well, it should be. I don't know. I mean, this sounds, I mean, I get it. You do want everyone to pull your weight, but also maybe you shouldn't be hosting.
No. Okay. First of all, as an adult, you get invited to somebody's house. Your first question should be, what can I bring?
It's never my first question.
That's terrible.
Mine's, who's going to be there?
No!
So if I know if I'm going to come or not.
We were going to my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law's house. And the very first thing I said was, hey, what time should we be there? What do you need me to bring? And she had said, I know you're going to be busy in the morning. You have your turkey trot and you have the boys to get ready. Don't bring anything. Just bring yourself.
How thoughtful.
So I said, no, you know me better than that. I'm not going to come empty-handed. How about I bring a dessert and I'll make a side dish? And she said, perfect, if you have time to do that. Even the act of offering goes a long way. So, I'm sorry, sloth brother-in-law, swing by Stater Brothers and pick up a pumpkin pie.
So sloth should just offer to bring something and keep his fingers crossed that they say, no, just show up.
Yeah.
Even though that's not what they're going to do.
No. Sloth brother needs to just go pick up a pie. You can contribute a little bit. And if it's not going to be you bringing something, then wash some dishes.
Wash your dish.
Oh my gosh. Are you the sloth brother-in-law?
Do you know that there's football on from morning to the time you go to bed tomorrow?
What do you think? 888-431-3764. Oh, we got some family fighting going on in today's DM Dilemma. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and you know you're going to see your family. And for the most part, you'll love them. But Sammy, not her real name, sent us a message, and she has had it up to here with her brother, who she refers to as a sloth. He shows up. He doesn't bring anything. He doesn't offer to help when it comes to the cleaning. So this year, she told him, I need you to bring a pie. And if he doesn't bring that pie, she already told her husband, your brother's not getting invited next year.
That's a lot to get him crossed off the invite list because they're not bringing pie.
Well, it doesn't sound like this is the first time. Sounds like this is a reoccurring problem.
Every family has one of those. That's what makes the whole family dynamic great.
Yeah, no, the family dynamic, what makes it great is that you're a team and everybody helps out.
Okay, there's players on your favorite teams that you wish would get cut or that weren't on the team because they're not really pulling their weight, but they're part of it, right?
Thank you to the 909 who gets what I'm saying, says there is no such thing as a free lunch. Anthony, you were trying to make the comparison of going to your friend's house and your family completely different. When you go to a family, just like I said, you're a team. Everybody helps out. As an adult, I don't care if you're going to family or friends. The first thing you should ask is, what can I bring?
Maybe this doesn't go through my head because my wife is like the very thoughtful one. And she, like when we go to Thanksgiving, she's bringing a salad and I think she's making a dessert or potatoes, something. We're bringing a couple dishes, but it's because of her that I don't have to think of this stuff.
951 says, I am 100% with this woman. This guy is causing her stress and nobody needs that on the holiday. Leave him off the invite list.
Okay, wait. 951 saying, tease him at dinner about being the sloth or a deadbeat. Every family has one. Still invite him. Make fun of him. I'm game for that.
No.
Absolutely.
You need to pull your weight. If you are showing up, eating, not cleaning, going to sit down on my couch and watch TV while I'm slaving, no.
I'll tell you this. It would be rude if you finish dinner and you don't take your plate to the sink. then we got a problem. You can take your plate to the sink and it will be washed eventually.
951 says, all I can say is anytime you're around the family in the holidays, you must help out. I would take that one step further. Anytime you're around the family, even if you're getting together, what can I do? How can I help you? This person is already hosting. They're gracious enough to open up her house to everybody. And you're like, hey, guys, I'm here. Like, no.
Look, I don't want to be that guy. I'm just saying every family kind of has one. I think that's
like
a lot.
Might be that
that's
guy.
A lot to kick them to the curb to not have Thanksgiving with the family.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Not only did you remember, you got me a gift, too.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. You are so sweet. Also, you're pretty funny sometimes.
Thank you. I try.
My birthday is coming up on Saturday. I walked into the studio this morning, and there's a little gift bag. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Aunt, did you buy me a gift? Mm-hmm. And you did. And I finally asked. I was like, okay, I waited long enough. Can I open it? And you're like, yeah. And I said, what kind of gift is this? And you told me, it's probably going to make you laugh.
And I also said, I bought a couple for myself.
So I opened it up. And Anthony's thing is, if he doesn't know your name, or if he's in conversation and wants to refer to something like almost like a pet name, it's Big Dog. I have heard you call everybody from our big boss to my husband to my kids. Hey, Big Dog. What's up, Big Dog?
That's the go-to.
So I open up my present, and it is the old school Big Dog brand. It is a shirt with the Big Dog mascot jumping over what looks like the Dodger logo, but it says Doggers.
That's right. I ended up getting 3 Big Dog shirts for myself just to save on shipping.
I didn't know that that brand was around anymore.
I didn't think it was either until I Googled it. They still have an online store. But you remember how big it was back in the late 90s,
yeah,
early 2000s?
Yeah, my dad used to wear those shirts all the time. And it was always that dog doing random things. You know, it was a Big Dog. Throwing it back now.
You got yourself a Dogger's shirt.
I told you I was going to dress up for Thanksgiving. Guess what I'm going to wear now? Big Dog's here.
I love it.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.